welcome to a special edition of GKW, Good Karma Wrestling. We had a big recap after Dynasty from AEW this past week. So if you missed that, make sure you comment, subscribe on YouTube, youtube.com/@GoodKarmaWrestling. I'm Gabe Neitzel from ESPN Milwaukee. With me, as always, from ESPN West Palm, Brian Rowitz. Check him out, ESPN 1000 in Chicago. He is Jonathan Hood. So this week is a busy week if in the world of sports with the NFL draft. Jay Hood, his team that he covers, the Chicago Bears, well, they've got the number one and number nine pick. So big things happening for the Chicago Bears. There you go. Dub Bears. Oh, was that the that. Oh, look at this. The draft hat as well that Caleb Williams will be wearing on Thursday night.
Isn't she?
Spoiler alert.
Isn't she lovely?
So we thought we'd have a little bit of fun of our own here in a little special edition. Again, with it being a wacky week, we decided to host our own draft. So we are going to have a GKW fantasy draft. We each have 10 picks. We're going to snake through, and we're each going to build our own professional wrestling roster. Men's division, women's division. If you want to draft a tag team, feel free to draft a tag team as well. Tag teams count as just one pick, even if they have obviously two wrestlers in them. So let's go ahead. I guess I am on the clock. I have the number one pick, which I was kind of not hoping for because I didn't really want to take this guy, but I have to take him because he's the hottest thing going in professional wrestling. That's Cody Rhodes.
Okay.
I was hoping for, you know, we'll see. My guess is by the time I pick again, the person I really wanted to take in the first round is already going to be gone, but we'll wait and see. But you can't, to me, if you have the number one overall pick, it's the same thing as the Chicago Bears. Yes, you could talk about other people there in terms of the Chicago Bears and Caleb Williams, but ultimately you're taking Caleb Williams. If I have the number one pick in professional wrestling today, Cody Rhodes is that number one pick. He's the best thing going right now in pro wrestling. So I will take Cody, who has finished his story and now has begun another one, I think, with the number one overall pick in the GKW draft.
All right. It's 12 rounds, correct?
10.
Oh, it's 10 rounds.
10.
Is there a
We're going to Ty Dillinger this thing.
Is there a supplemental draft? Is there picks after this?
Yeah, maybe the time to free agents after.
All right. So Team Hood, hold on a second. Let me.
Oh, well, making a call. Wow.
Yeah. Oh.
Available? Yep. Pick is in. All right. Thank you.
Is there a wire on that phone?
We will go with Will Ospreay.
The
second choice in this GKW draft.
Good.
Yeah,
pick,
that's a wise pick. The guy's going to be carrying whatever professional wrestling promotion he is in for the next handful of years.
That is accurate. You know, every time he's in the ring, you're going to get a banger, so you can't really argue with that one. So I'm going to go to build a company to get the attention, to get the eyes, and because what?
Oh God. Who knows what this is going to be? Oh, geez. Here we go. Something wacky. Look out.
Outside the box, we'll call it. I wouldn't have made my second-round pick. I wanted to go Ospreay first. You got him. I'm going with Dwayne. I'm going with The Rock. He gets the star power. He can still go. He's proven it enough. I'm going with The Rock to end the first round.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a wise pick. I was worried a different direction could be happening there, and I would have to, you know, just kind of walk away completely and then just hit auto-draft on the rest of my selections. But look, The Rock is – I mean, he said that he made professional wrestling cool again, and I feel like to an extent that's true. There was a lot of momentum already before he re-showed up back in January, but I think the work that he put in – and as Brian continued to point out in the build to WrestleMania, showed up more than Roman Reigns. I think that The Rock helped take it to a different level in all those things that they talk about in terms of WrestleMania. I think, again, a lot of momentum went into it, and then Rock just kind of made the big push to kind of put it all over the top.
Yes, you're talking about not only wrestling acclaim, but Hollywood acclaim as well. So he definitely works. I was just afraid that this was going to be Alex Reynolds or Gringo Loco. Something weird.
Oh, that's a good one. So, jot that down. Good idea.
So, snake draft, back to you.
All right. So, we'll know what he can do. We got the star power there. I think that we go to talk about storytelling all the time, and I feel like this guy might have slipped through the cracks because of he's hurt right now. I go MJF to start the second round.
I was hoping everybody would forget about MJF, and I'd be able to sneak him.
I think young, you can tell stories with him. He's one of the top heels in the business. I got to go MJF here.
That's good value pick.
Yeah.
With the next pick, I will go Gunther. A longtime Intercontinental Champion and now on his way to contending for the World Heavyweight Championship. Hey, we've talked about it on the show. Guys, a young Andre. That's what he's become, man. I mean, he got his body right. He is a force to be reckoned with. He's even more dangerous now, kind of like in a bloodline way, because he's presiding over what happened on Monday Night Raw on Monday night. Looks like that he's in for blood now, not just a wrestler, but a manipulator. So I'm going Gunther with my second pick.
Okay. All right. In my second round, I will go with, and I feel like maybe this is cheating and maybe I'll get called on it here, but because he comes with a certain person, Roman Reigns with his wise man, I want Roman Reigns. Oh. I want to be in the Roman Reigns business. But more importantly, if I have Paul Heyman in my company, I am going to be able to tell a lot of those quality stories. Yes, Roman Reigns is going to be in and out, but if I've got the mouthpiece for the bloodline, I can also continue to tell some of those stories. So I feel like I'm stealing here by taking Roman Reigns, who has been in the center of the best story told in professional wrestling in a decade, getting him in the second round. So I feel like I'm stealing there.
No, that's a solid pick. And the reason why is because he's going to have his babyface run now.
Yeah. So
we haven't seen him as a babyface since he had dog food put over his head.
Yeah, are we actually going to see a Roman face run that actually works? Is that what we're about to see whenever we see it?
Yeah. I hope not. I hope we just kind of get him. But no, what I'm hoping for is him to kind of not necessarily change his demeanor a ton. You know, maybe just little tweaks. The same thing with Drew McIntyre. Subtle little tweaks that now makes him a heel versus a baby face. Because I still want him to kind of have that same attitude as the head of the table, as the bloodline. Because again, I think the bloodline story in WWE take years to continue to tell this story. So back to me here, start of the third round. I am very excited to take him because again, I think he is somebody that can, we've seen him as a heel. We've seen him as a babyface. He is the ultimate company guy. I'm taking Jon Moxley to start off the third round here because he is the only man to hold the WWE, AEW, and IWGP World Heavyweight Championships. He's incredibly versatile. You know he loves the business deeply, and he's willing to sacrifice. Again, I go back to the whole CM Punk saga, drama. It seems like any time AEW finds themselves in a bit of a mess, they turn to Mox, and Mox is there to save them. And I think you need somebody like that in your company. Maybe... Again, I mean, he doesn't have the star power of Cody or Roman, but you can put the world championship on him without blinking an eye. I am taking Mox at number three, but to start the third round.
All right, with the third pick, yellow.
Again, is there a cord on that phone?
Yep. Yep.
Sorry.
Hold on. Yep. Yep. Picks in. Yep. Thank you. Yellow. We're good. It's like I got bits, but I don't have a more in the back. I know that for sure. So I'm gonna go with hello, Rhea Ripley. I'm gonna go with Rhea Ripley as my choice. I'm going to the top shelf, Gabe and Brian, when it comes to the women's division. Injured now, but still young enough to be able to carry a company for the next 10 years. You saw what she was as champion. She had to relinquish the championship because of injury. Rhea Ripley is my third pick.
Yeah, I think that's a solid one.
It's a great pick. I mean, she's shown. So, yeah, I think with Rhea, I think what you can do, the way you put it in terms of her carrying a company, she can do that. She showed she could be the face of Monday Night Raw.
Yep, that's it. Like, she can do everything. Like, you cannot go wrong with that. So you talk about building the women's division. I'm going to go and start building a tag team division.
Yeah.
And I've debated which way to go, but I'm going to go the Young Bucks because I think there's more character there. I think there's stuff we can do with them that you can tell the stories. I love their current run as heels, and I think there's just more to the Bucks in terms of what you can do with stories.
The Young Bucks. It makes me wonder, in the twilight of their career, they're the Young Bucks, so ultimately they're the Old Bucks.
Oh, of course. That's wrestling.
Yeah, yes, but I like to know how many more good years they have left. I just want to know how many more years they have left.
I mean, Sean's still the heartbreak kid. Yeah. And he is no longer being, you know, he has not been a kid for a very long time. So, yes, and to Browich's point of, you know, professional wrestling, it's how it goes.
Right. it's just how it goes. It makes plenty of sense. So I need someone to sort of combat them, and I had some ideas, but I'm going to stick with the tag teams. I'm going to go House of Black. Now, I can leave it up to you guys how I get those House of Black guys, whether it's two, whether it's three, however it goes, but House of Black is my fourth round pick.
Okay, House of Black. Got it. Okay, all three, is that with Julia Hart or without?
I hope it's without Julia. I think it's without Julia Hart. I mean, I can't give him just all four, right? I don't think he gets all four here. Like I'm willing to bend the rules and say three.
Okay.
But I'm not willing to give Julia Hart.
I'll take it.
Because God forbid I retort and give you the bloodline.
Right. Yeah, right. Like that's what I'm saying. I took Roman. Do I get everybody now? Do I get every which I think at some point is going to include every Samoan, which is right. Fantastic. But give me an incredibly deep roster
of House of Black. So if you guys want someone else, you can have. I'll take any two of House of Black.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? You still win. That's still a top pick. Having said that, so you did your snake, right?
So yeah. So Bucks and House of Black. So okay. This is the fourth round.
I'm going with one of the top tag teams in the world. Now that two are off the board, gosh, I'm going with FTR.
Yeah.
I'm going with FTR, guys, because they lost an opportunity to be the tag team champions on that ladder match at Dynasty. But you know that they can still go. We've seen them on Collision. We've seen them on Dynamite be having these classics. We were excited about them being in AEW. And so I think that they put on a lot of masterpieces when it comes to tag team wrestling. I want to know what their next steps are in AEW or elsewhere, but still, they're a throwback tag team, and they're excellent.
Okay, since, man, there is a run right now on tag teams, but I'm going to hold off on tag teams because I need to start building up my women's division, and that's what I'm going to do to close out round number four. This was a tough decision in terms of which woman I was going to take, but I'm going to go and I'm going to opt for a little more youth, and I'm hoping that youth is going to continue to grow. And I am taking Toni Storm here with my fourth round pick. Really thought about somebody else, but Toni has shown already at 28 just a huge range of different characters that she can play. The run that she's on as Timeless Toni Storm is fantastic, but even just being the badass Toni Storm that she was at the beginning of her AEW run, again, she was in WWE. Somehow they fumbled the bag here when it came to Toni Storm. And I think, again, I think this Timeless is maybe it's going to be running its course soon, but much like a little like a Jericho, I think she's going to be able to continuously reinvent herself and come up with great characters that people are going to enjoy.
All right. Back to me.
No, that's I got a snake here. Yeah, this is
second one. Hold on.
Yeah.
He did mention Jericho. I don't know if that's the route he's going.
Maybe no, That is definitely not a route that I am going to go. I am going to go with somebody else who is injured and maybe not thought of as highly, and maybe I'm taking a risk because I don't know how much he has left. But I will maybe reach here, and I'm going to say Kenny Omega is going to kick off the fifth round. I am going to take Kenny just because, again, when healthy, this guy is in the conversation of the Ospreys, of the Danielsons, of all of those. So I am going to take Kenny Omega to kick off the fifth round.
Not an MVP. And not a VP. Kenny Omega.
That's right. Yeah.
So, but he does play video games well.
Uh-huh.
When he comes back, there should be this tremendous roar. Whenever he's healthy, there should just be tremendous roar for that guy. I mean, he's going through a lot right now.
Oh, and there will be.
Yep.
God. So, guys, this list is so, it's amazing how much product and how many great wrestlers are out there.
Oh, yeah. This is just, I mean, again, like I just started making a huge list. It's just, yeah, it's.
This is insane. Okay.
I got like halfway through my men's list of just writing down going, yeah, 10 rounds might not be enough. I mean, I don't know if anybody wants to listen or watch more than 10 rounds, but it's just incredibly deep.
Okay. I will go with the fifth round. I'll go Becky Lynch.
Okay.
That was Becky the other Lynch. One I was debating between Becky or Toni. I decided to go with the youth, but Becky's a fantastic pick.
Becky Lynch becomes champion again. So now WWE has two babyface women's champions. That's not what I expected. But now Liv Morgan can do the chase now of Becky Lynch. But, I mean, you think about one of the top women's wrestlers in the sport, let alone the WWE, Becky Lynch is right there. To the point where it's interesting that she's the champion, because what's her contract status?
Right.
Is she gonna get? Is she re-upping soon? Like, that's interesting. She gets the title at this point in time.
Yeah, it felt unnecessary to put the belt on her. I mean, I guess it's better that it wasn't Charlotte, because you always have to worry about that. Like, somehow she's on one leg. It's like, oh, no, vacant title. I got you guys. But, yeah, there's something there. I'm also going to go women's division here. I'm going to go Bayley. But I would love to see, you know, the face Bayley. I know we're sort of getting that run now, but go old school. Give me the hugger. Like, we know what Bayley can do in the ring, so I'm going to take her here.
Snake draft?
Back to you.
Back to me. So, I almost don't want to make this pick, but you talk about the depth of talent and everyone out there. I have to take CM Punk. Like, he's there, and when he's available, you know what he can do on the mic. He's even showing what he can do when he's not healthy. You're going to get a few matches a year out of him, and maybe I'll make some money because I've got the Bucks and CM Punk both on my roster. So maybe we'll get that down the line.
Finally, Browitz is the one who's going to make money off of it. Browitz is the one.
You know what's funny? All these names, didn't even write his name down.
Really?
Yeah, I just need him for more than once a year.
Yeah.
I mean, that one will be a banger now.
Yes.
I mean, that one big show that you're going to build, it's going to be amazing.
But he's doing good on the mic also. Like, we saw he was effective at Mania despite not being able to wrestle. Some of the build-up to Mania, he was effective there. He can do a lot.
Okay, my next pick, guys, for the sixth round of the draft, I'm taking Don Callis' own Takeshita with my next pick. This guy here, never mind how he's being booked in AEW, this guy is a killer. And the future of the business, no matter where he's going to be, Takeshita, as we've seen, has put on some bangers. If AEW is smart, that's the future of your company right there. There's money in Takeshita and Okada at some point, but Takeshita, for me, younger asset, he's number six.
Interesting.
I was a little nervous. I didn't think that I would be able to get this guy this late in the round, last pick in the sixth round. Give me the AEW world champion. Give me Swerve Strickland here. I was really worried that, especially when Brian had the double pick there snaking, I thought he for sure was going to take Swerve, but I'm happy to take him in the sixth round because, again, he is somebody that continues to build and build. Like, and there are a couple of guys on AEW's roster where, in preparing for this exercise, he's one of them. Obviously, I mentioned Tony Storm, and I think Jon Moxley. I just wonder, like, if the Vince stuff would have happened and he would have been pushed out 5 years ago.
Right.
Like, just how different, like, this AEW roster could have been because of how good I think all three of those are. And it just seemed like they were just kind of squandered because, for whatever reason, Vince didn't see the potential in them.
Yeah. So, that makes no sense. Like, there's so many of these guys and girls where you're like, this could have been yours, and it let them go. And I mean, I guess we're even seeing a little bit with Ospreay, though. Like, would Hunter have wanted some of these guys? Or they would say, all right, I can make do with whatever I have.
I think Hunter wants and still would want Will Ospreay. I think he said some things just to try to make himself not – again, there's still an ego there, right? And he,
right.
He's, you know, he struck out and, you know, maybe I didn't want him anyway. You know, so
sure.
I think that he would still take Will Ospreay if given the do-over. I firmly believe that.
I have no idea whether or not Triple H was talking specifically about Ospreay. Could have been talking about Mercedes Moné. Could have been talking about any other of these other free agents. The point is that that's just part of the video package that the WWE will play when Ospreay actually does go WWE. That's part of the video package of the documentary.
No, you can't watch what we just watched Sunday and expect Ospreay to ever work at WWE style. No, that doesn't work on a Tuesday house show.
No, no.
That's the problem, right? Like, that's the problem. Yeah, that's a little different.
You think Dwayne's going to take a hidden blade from Ospreay at WrestleMania 43? No.
That older WWE roster, they would all die. AJ Styles, Rock. They're not taking that, brother. What's your finish? You hit play. Yep, I'll move.
If you want to know what Jay Hood is talking about, go ahead and check out our Ric Flair interview on our YouTube page, Good Karma Wrestling. To kick off the seventh round, I am going to once again add to my women's division, and I am taking Mercedes Moné. Mercedes, again, I think there's been an underswell of AEW fans who are just like desperate for her to get in the ring. Again, I don't think she's completely healthy. She'll be in the ring. She can be. I think they're doing a good job of doing, you know, making sure she's still there. She's still around. And I can't wait for her to get in the ring. Like, her versus Willow is going to be fantastic for the TBS championship. So, and Mercedes has that star power, man. Like, she's charismatic. She's got it all. I am going to add Mercedes Moné to my roster to kick off the seventh round.
Snake draft?
Yeah, that was the second. You're up.
Am I? Okay. Oh, boy. Jeez.
There's a lot of talent still out there.
It's ridiculous. It's actually ridiculous. Okay, so you know what? Because I need a guy that has learned wrestling sonically and can get me a billion downloads and follows, I'm going Logan Paul.
Okay.
I'm going Logan Paul. What value at seven with a Logan Paul, by the way? Holy smokes. Part-time guy, but can still give me downloads. The guy is big on the streaming numbers. He's beyond wrestling, which you like, by the way. He's not just a wrestler. He is an entertainment conglomerate, all in one. He gives me Prime, which is great. So he brings. So here's a guy. It's almost like a host, right? It's like a host that comes in and be like, hey, not only can I do a radio show, not only can I do your digital, but here's Prime. Yeah. Like, I can give you, I'll come along with something. So there you go. Logan Paul at seven for a value pick.
All right, I like that. For me, I'm going to stick with the women's division also to end the seventh round. She's out right now. We think she's hurt, but I'm going DMD. Give me Britt Baker. I think there's a potential there. I think we can build around her. It's just whether she's booked properly is the question.
And to be clear, Thunder Rosa is not in your company, is she?
She is not. No. I've only got Punk in the Buck, so you know I can't have too much drama in the locker room.
Then you're good. You're good then.
Next to start the eighth round, I'm going to go the perfect way to, you know, main event a big show. You know, I started with The Rock. The Rock is the world champion. Him getting upset, it would be a huge moment. Sami Zayn, future world champion, going to go here in the eighth round. Sami versus Dwayne, what a main event.
Okay.
Sami finally gets one over on the Bloodline.
That's right. See, look at that. Sami.
By the way, I'd be all into that. There's a way they could tell that story, and I would be all into it, by the way. I just want the record to reflect that.
And we're in Montreal, of course, because where else would you have that show?
Yeah, WrestleMania. Yes, WrestleMania in Montreal, correct.
Yep. Dwayne versus Sami, world title. Give it to me.
All right, back to me.
Back to you.
This is insane. eighth pick. Guys, give me Damian Priest, the World Heavyweight Champion.
Okay.
Damian Priest, a veteran, yes, but still has a lot to give. You can see the character development on Monday Night Raw. Once again, he was broken by an Uso. What a surprise. laugh because Uso said, when you see mommy, tell her I say hello. And puts his tongue out there. Priest laughs. I've been on this guy since he was in the Indies as Punishment Martinez. I just think that he's really come into his own. Older guy, but still can go. Damian Priest at number eight.
All right. Since the board has fallen this way and I'm a Shield stan, I might as well just take Seth. I've already got Roman and Mox. Like, I might as well just grab Seth Rollins. He's right there. Event, you know, I can always tease the reunion of the Shield down the line. I've always got that in my back pocket. People would always enjoy that. Love that. Plus, again, Seth continues to show his value out right now as he continues to deal with injuries. And shockingly, I think he ends up being the one I'm worried about the longevity the most. Even though, you know, Roman has kind of hinted and is currently shooting a movie out in Hollywood. You know, Mox seems to be a lifer, but with the injuries, there's some concern here, but I see the upside. I'm taking Seth Rollins to close out the eighth round.
Speaking of movie making, we saw Cody Rhodes has been cast in the new Naked Gun reboot. Is he going to be taking time off also? Is that now like a prerequisite when you become world champion? Like, hey, you have some vacation planned, right? Like, then the title's yours? Like, is that what's about to happen?
It kind of seems that way in WWE, huh?
Yes. And is he playing the Leslie Nielsen role?
No, I believe...
That's Liam Neeson.
Yes. I believe that is actually what's happening.
Oh, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. Yes. I wish I was. That's 100% the truth.
Yes. He is not joking. Like, somehow, Liam is going outside the Taken universe, even though I'm sure there'll be some sort of kidnapping in this.
There has to be.
To do the new Naked Gun, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, no, we're still on the same page. We're still talking the same thing. I have not taken a tag team, and I think that this is one of the best tag teams out there. I think they don't get thought about as much, although half of this tag team continues to put on great matches when called upon in AEW. But I am taking the Lucha Brothers. I think the Lucha Brothers can feud with just about anybody. They seemingly have chemistry with just about everybody. And whenever everybody's healthy, they just put on some of the best matches. So if I am looking at this and I need a tag team to carry my tag team division, I am taking the Lucha Bros to start off the ninth round.
For the ninth round for me, I'm going triple R or triple A if you need a toe. I'm going with Vikingo.
I was hoping Vikingo would slide to me and I could scoop him up with the last pick of the draft.
I stepped in front of you because that guy is tremendous, as we've seen. Tremendous.
Yeah.
We saw him in AEW for a glimpse here or there. He's Mr. Rampage. And so we see him now.
He's the only reason to watch Rampage, by the way. Like, if he's on, it's like the only reason to watch.
Well, at the time. And you haven't seen him since because he's too good.
He's injured. I think he's out injured right now as well.
I'm going Vikingo at number 9 for my draft pick.
All right. For me, I think this one might upset Gabe a little bit, but in terms of just someone you can roll out there and you know he's going to give you a banger, give me Orange Cassidy. Yeah. Like, you know what you're getting with him. Like, the character is over. He's over with everyone.
You're selling merch. The bell rings.
Yes, he sells merch. The bell rings and he still goes. Like, it's a home run with him. You can't go wrong with Orange.
Yeah, every company needs somebody like Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, my kids were a big fan of his on Flores Lava on Netflix. Cheap plug there for them. He fell in the lava and then he gave a thumbs up on the way down. Spoiler alert.
Come on.
But that went over really well. To end it, there's so much. I'm going to regret something here. I'm going to go youth, though. I'm going to go back to the women's division. I'm going to go Tiffany Stratton. I think there's
I knew he was going to take Tiffany. I knew Tiffy time was going to Browitz. I had no doubt in my mind that that's where Tiffy time was going.
Yeah, I just have to. There's so much potential there. Like, especially her as like a smarmy heel. There, you could do no wrong with her.
Okay, Tiffy time. And by the way, you are correct. You can do no wrong with Tiffany Stratton.
Yes.
There's no question about that, sir. No question about that.
Uh-huh.
No lies told there. Number 10. Okay, we'll cross them out because that'll be my supplemental draft. I had it written down. I had it already 10 already written down before all this. And I'm like, okay. No, can't do that. I'm going Matt Cardona at 10. Value.
Okay.
Matt Cardona. Now, can I keep him in my company or will he linger all over the world? That's the question. He's a guy that knows how to get heat. That's the question. That's the thing with him. So, Matt Cardona at 10 for me.
All right.
All right. Mr. or Miss Irrelevant here, trying to figure out what direction to go. A lot of really good names.
Yes.
Still left on here. But maybe I'm going too far off the board, and maybe this is just wishful thinking and hoping that he can continue some sort of nice little climb here despite the anchor around him that is Chris Jericho. I am going to say Hook is my last pick.
Ooh, 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 ooh. No, that's good. That's really good.
I mean, the youth – The charisma, there's still some work that needs to be done with the microphone, but I think we've seen, especially with somebody like Jack Perry before the whole CM Punk thing, like you can grow there. If you touch base with the right people, you can grow there. I think Hook has a lot of potential. I am taking him as kind of my 10th round stash away. Hopefully he develops pick.
All right. Come on, guys. Supplemental. Let's go. What else do you have? What's left? What's left over?
What do you mean, what's left over? Like, yeah. Another 10 rounds. That's what's left over.
Let's go. Call it out.
Well, some other one I would throw out, sort of in the Hook mindset of, like, someone you could stash. Melo. Carmelo Hayes. Yes. Like, I feel like there's a lot to go with him, and I think there's potential there. He was someone I was considering late.
Yeah. Julia Hart was somebody, I think, in the women's division who has that youth as well. Like, I think she's got a ton of potential and she's only scratching the surface, especially having a pretty solid run as the TBS champion. Like, yeah. I mean, she's got a lot of really good things ahead of her.
Go ahead, Gabe. Call it out. Give us supplemental.
Okay. First pick in the supplemental. Oh, man. I was hoping I'd be done.
What do you mean? This is supplemental. Just have a little fun. Just let your hair down for a second.
Okay. All right. Bryan Danielson.
Oh, damn. Well, that's well, come on, everybody.
I have to write that man's name down. That's a terrible job by me.
Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker.
Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Gabe.
Okada.
Damn it. Ilya Dragunov.
Oh.
Gabe.
Jade.
Gabe.
Deonna Purrazzo.
Ricky Starks.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
Kevin Owens.
Who is it?
KO, Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens. Gabe.
I'll take Jay. Give me the main event. Jay Uso. Mostly just so I can see, the crowd. Anytime you see that with the crowd, it just looks really cool.
Zack Sabre Jr.
That's a good one. Ricochet.
Oh.
Chad Gable.
Eddie Kingston.
Ah, damn. Finn Balor.
Jay White.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Willow Nightingale.
That's a good one. Juice.
Oh, good one. Oh, man. Juice is a good one because we forget about him as he's out. Juice is fantastic.
Oh, wow. wow.
You know what? At this point, I feel safe saying Samoa Joe.
Oh, wow.
Bianca Belair.
Oh, wow. Dear Lord. I'm embarrassed. All right, no, we got to shut it down. We went that long without saying Bianca Belair's name. I blame WWE a little bit for that because she's been like, it seems like she's got to drag Jade around right now, but we should be embarrassed. We should be embarrassed that it took this long to say Bianca Belair. I did not even write her name down. I'm embarrassed.
I'm not mentioning her, but also no one mentioned Charlotte. Speedball Mike Bailey.
Darby Gabe. Allin.
Oh.
Did anyone take Randy Orton?
No.
I got Randy Orton. Bruins.
Who else are we going to go with? How about... Ooh, it's tough now. I feel like we're at the bottom. Who else is out there? How about...
Nick Nemeth.
Big Bronson Reed.
We haven't seen him on television, but I think his gimmick, I mean, again, I got a little nervous watching Rampage this last week that it wasn't going to be the announcement of, hey, you're going to be a father. When Cool Hand Ange was out there and said that his father was dead, I was really scared that Christian was going to come out. So give me Christian.
Wow. Give me the Street Profits.
That's a good one. Give me AOP. We don't need Karrion Kross, just AOP.
New Day?
No. You got to take the whole group and Ellering.
Well, Ellering can come. Karrion Kross.
No. If you're taking House of Black, then you got to take all of them.
Oh.
Yes. And Ellering.
Yeah, Ellery, I can deal with that.
All right.
Yeah, I took New Day.
Did you? You took the New Day.
Yeah.
Nick Nemeth.
Hoping Adam Cole, baby.
I'll take the other Adam. I'll take the other Adam. Give me Copeland.
Give me grizzled young veterans.
No, give me another Adam. Give me Hangman. I would never mention him.
Right? I will go with... I feel like I need... I mean, you know what? Sky Blue. She's got a lot. I think there's some potential there that still needs to be brought out.
Give me British heavyweight champion Michael Oko.
Ah, yes, that's a good one. Give me Claudio.
Damn
I'll
it.
I'll take Pac.
Give me Athena.
Oh, give me Billy Athena Starks.
Austin Theory?
Do you mean that?
Well, if you don't go that deep, give me Trick Williams.
I think I'm finally running out of names on the ones that I've written down. I don't think. Oh no! Wait. You know what? Scratch that. No Theory. Give me Wardlow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think we've reached the bottom of the barrel here, guys. But give me Private Party.
Oh,
Private Party's good.
Yeah.
Did anyone say LA Knight?
No.
Nope. I didn't even write it down.
Me neither.
Wow. Wow. Here's a guy.
I realized I didn't write him when we were about halfway through the draft. When we were about five rounds in, I realized I didn't write him down.
Wow. That's something.
No one said AJ either.
I'm taking AJ a lot earlier than. I mean, the reason why I think Danielson kind of lasted is the same reason I think AJ lasted, is that they're both winding down. Danielson obviously a little bit more publicly, and I think he's going to be part time. Whereas AJ, again, he's said it, and it hasn't been out there as much as it has been, you know, with AEW and Danielson on their programming. But AJ Styles has given interviews where he's like, yeah, I'm kind of winding down and I'm looking for that perfect dance partner for that, you know, last really good feud. You know, AJ's been fantastic, but he's looking to wind down. So I don't know how high he would go in a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
Well, we just illustrated for everybody on the podcast and on YouTube is how great wrestling is in 2024 when we can go deep, even in a supplemental draft, and we're missing talent. And I know people are listening and watching like, what about? Hey, man, we went from the top companies to Mexico, Japan. It is amazing how great the business is. All of this, and we didn't even mention Powerhouse Hobbs.
Oh, man.
Powerhouse. Who's wrestling for the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship on Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's great. All of this is great. Absolutely. So now you have to keep inventory, bro. It's of our supplemental draft as well.
Oh, okay. I only wrote down the real draft.
Yeah, I wrote down the real draft because then we started rapid firing and I couldn't keep up. So to that point, I will say this. I hope that going forward, and it's going to be really hard because this is kind of the nature, especially of the online wrestling fan. Like, can we end the tribalism of WWE rules, AEW sucks, AEW rules, WWE sucks? Like, pro wrestling talent is so deep right now. I think that's what this exercise also illustrates. And we need more than one company. We need more than two companies in order for all of this talent to get showcased. We need TNA to continue to, you know, fight and rise the way that they have. We need New Japan Pro Wrestling to put on the great shows, not even just in their country, but when they come here in the States, like the one that Jay Hood saw in Chicago where Moxley won the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. We need a strong independent scene so somebody like Matt Cardona and Nick Nemeth can go out there and continue to shine and have this. Like, we need all of these things working in professional wrestling, and right now they are. Right now it's great. So just enjoy whatever your flavor is of professional wrestling. You can go out there and find it relatively easily and go enjoy it and just be thankful as a pro wrestling fan that we have all of these options available to us instead of just being 2005 and all we've got is WWE. Yes, TNA is starting to make their way up, but the options weren't plentiful the way they are right now.
I don't remember who said it. I wish I could give them credit, but someone pointed out this month alone, you had Cody versus Roman. You had Danielson versus Ospreay. two unbelievable matches that did completely different things, and that's okay. Like, it's for the better, us as wrestling fans, that we have those two things. Like, we enjoyed the hell out of both those matches. They're on opposite ends of the spectrum, and that's the best for everyone involved.
Boy, you got that right. And I'm just surprised that Broas didn't go with a Cameron Grimes. too soon? Just got cut. Sorry.
You can take Jinder. What happened there? Speaking of free agents.
I love Jinder. Is that a Seinfeld bit when you could say that I wasn't fired, I quit first?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he said that he quit, but no, he was released with the rest of that stable. And that's just something, man. How did WWE can release talent, making money hand over fist, even in the Triple H era, is beyond me.
Well, yeah, when you're sitting there, it's a bad look when you're touting about how much money you just made. It's the highest gate in WrestleMania history. Oh, so you made a bunch of money? Oh, so you're going to... No, you're going to release talent. Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Well, okay. Tony put his foot in his mouth at the Ring of Honor presser, which was the week they had releases, and he talked about how he spent more on the Leonard Skinner song for Briscoe that night than he did on some wrestlers' salaries. And I'm sure the wrestlers at home like, wait, I'd rather the salary than you paying for a theme song.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, pay me. Don't worry about the...
But again, pro wrestling, I think, is in a really good spot. I think this was a lot of fun. Hopefully we do this again. Well, who knows if WWE is going to do a draft going forward. I know the NFL draft is going to be a thing, and I know it's going to be in Green Bay next year. But we had fun. We had fun with this. Hopefully you can have fun along with us. Again, check us out. Jay Hood had teased it earlier. We've got a lot of great content. If you're new to GKW, a lot of great content from WrestleMania, past interviews that we've done. Check it all out on our YouTube page, youtube.com/@goodkarmawrestling. Comment, subscribe, be part of the, I guess, over 1,000 people now who are part of our GKW community. Thank you to you, the fan, for consuming our content. So a little bit of a different week here, but we put out a couple of different episodes. We'll be back at our regular Thursday time slot next week here on GKW.